It's a great blessing to be with you again this morning. God has given us a new day. Life is short. We must redeem the time. Other men are out living for the world. We have the great privilege of studying the Word of God together. We're talking about a very important doctrine. The highest doctrine we can ever study. The doctrine of God. Now, yesterday we introduced it by talking about the importance of doctrine. Why is doctrine important? For the preacher's own spiritual life. And 1 Timothy chapter 4, Paul says you are to teach others, but you're also to feed yourself. If a preacher is spiritually weak, he cannot teach others. If your own well has no water, you cannot give water to others. If your own soul is dry, you cannot help others. 2 Timothy chapter
3.
What is the first purpose of Scripture? Verse 15 and 16. It is for doctrine. We must grow in our understanding of the truth. So we can do two things. We can teach sound doctrine to the church, and we can protect the church from wrong teaching. In Titus chapter 1 and verse 9, what is the preacher's responsibility? He is to understand right doctrine. So he can teach others and he can protect the church. Look in the book of Acts and chapter 20. Paul is describing his own ministry. Chapter 20, verses 17 through
27.
And look at verse 28. He begins to teach them their own responsibility. Chapter 20, verse 28. Be on guard for yourself and all the flock. The Holy Spirit has made you overseers. And what is their responsibility? To shepherd the church of God. This church is very precious to Christ. Why? Because he purchased it with his own blood. You must watch out for yourself. And you must watch out for the church. Why? Verse 29. After I depart, savage wolves will come in among you. And who are these savage wolves? False teachers. They will come in from the outside and they will steal the sheep. Notice verse Even from within the church, men will arise speaking wrong things. And they will draw away the disciples after them. False teachers from the outside. False teachers from within the church. And they bring wrong doctrine. And the church is led astray. So it's not enough to say, let's just love Jesus. We must grow in our understanding of the truth. And we must teach doctrine clearly. And the great and the first doctrine is the doctrine of God. Eternal life is to know the one true living God. And we must grow in our understanding of God our Father. So yesterday we talked about the existence of God. And what was our main point? We are not to try to prove the existence of God. We are to proclaim the existence of God. And that is what Paul did in the book of Acts. In chapter 17, when he went to Athens, and he spoke to the philosophers and the atheists, he didn't try to prove the existence of God. He preached the character of God. And we must preach the character of God as well.
Then
we talked about the essential nature of God.
The
Bible says God is a spirit. God is love. God is light. God is a consuming fire. We're talking about the first person of the Trinity. He does not have a body. He does not have many different parts. He is a simple spiritual being. He cannot be divided. And he is moral purity. And he is holy passion or emotion. And then we talked about the Trinity. One God, three persons, the same in essence and nature, equal in power and glory, one purpose, but with different functions. And see what this chart says right here. The Father is God. The Son is God. The Holy Spirit is God. But the Father is not the Son. And the Son is not the Father. They are equal in nature but different in person. The Holy Spirit is equal and he has the nature of God. But he is a different person than the Father. The Son is not the Spirit. But they share the same nature.
उनीहरूले चाहिँ एकअर्कामा चाहिँ वाचन बराबर हुन्
One God,
एउटै परमेश्वर,
three persons,
तीनवटा व्यक्तिहरू,
one purpose,
एउटै उद्देश्य,
different function,
अनि विभिन्न क्रियाकलापहरू कार्यहरू.
The Father chooses,
परमेश्वर पिताले,
the Son redeems,
पुत्रले चाहिँ छुटकारा गराउनुभयो,
and the Spirit regenerates,
अनि चाहिँ पवित्र आत्माले चाहिँ नयाँ जन्म दिनुभयो.
And before all eternity,
ananta ananta sama prithvi srishti hunu bhanda pahilai,
God had a purpose.
Parameshwar ko uddeshya thiyo.
And Father, Son, and Spirit determined a plan.
Ani pita putra ra pavitra atma le yesto yojana banaunu bhayo.
And that purpose was to glorify the great name of God.
Ani tyo uddeshya thiyo ki परमेश्वरको नाउँ चाहिँ महिमित होउन् भनेर.
And the Father said, I will choose a people.
अनि यसरी पिताले भन्नु म मानिसहरूलाई चुन्नेछु.
And I will give them to the Son.
अनि म तिनीहरूलाई मेरो पुत्रलाई दिनेछु.
And the Son said, I will go and redeem them.
अनि म अब जानेछु र उनीहरूलाई छुटकारा गर्नेछु.
And I will give them back to the Father.
अनि म त्यसपछि उनीहरूलाई पिता कहाँ दिनेछु.
And the Spirit said, if the Father chooses and the Son redeems, I will give them life.
अनि पवित्र आत्माले यसरी भन्नु कि पिताले सुन्नुहुन्छ पुत्रले चाहिँ छुटकारा गर्नुहुन्छ भने म चाहिँ उनीहरूलाई जीवन दिन्छु.
And this is the purpose of God.
यो चाहिँ परमेश्वरको योजना हो.
Look in the book of 1 Timothy.
आउनुहोस् हामी पहिलो तिमोथीको पुस्तकलाई हेरौँ.
1 Timothy chapter 2 Timothy 2 Timothy
दोस्रो तिमोथीको पुस्तक
chapter 1
एक अध्याय
and verse 9
नौ पदमा
we're talking about the doctrine of God.
हामीले चाहिँ परमेश्वरको सिद्धान्त विषयमा चर्चा
गर्दै छौ. We're talking about the trinity of God.
हामीले चाहिँ परमेश्वरको त्रिएकताको विषयमा चर्चा गर्दै छौ.
Same purpose.
एउटै उद्देश्य.
Chapter 1
एक अध्याय
verse 9
नौ पद
He saved us.
उहाँले हामीलाई उद्धार
गर्नुभयो.
पवित्र आत्माद्वारा बोलाउनु भयो.
Not according to our own works.
हाम्रो कामद्वारा होइन.
But according to his own purpose and grace.
अनि चाहिँ उहाँको अनुग्रह र उहाँको उद्देश्य अनुसार अभिप्राय.
And this purpose and grace was given to us in Christ from all eternity.
अनि यो उद्देश्य र यो अनुग्रह चाहिँ ख्रीष्टमा हामीलाई अनन्त अनन्तसम्म पहिले नै दिइसक्नु भएको थियो.
God saves us.
परमेश्वरले हामीलाई
बचाउनु भयो. God calls us.
परमेश्वरले बोलाउनु भयो.
Not according to our own goodness.
हाम्रो त्यो असल कार्यले हाम्रो विचारले होइन.
But according to his purpose.
तर उहाँको आफ्नै उद्देश्यले.
And when did that purpose begin?
त्यो उद्देश्य कहाँबाट सुरु भएको थियो?
It began in the mind and in the heart of God.
अनि यो चाहिँ उद्देश्य चाहिँ परमेश्वरको हृदय र दिमागमा पहिल्यै भइसकेको.
The triune God.
त्रिएक परमेश्वरले.
Before there was time.
त्यो समय हुनुभन्दा.
Had an eternal
उहाँको अनन्तको योजना थियो.
One God,
एउटै परमेश्वर,
one purpose,
एउटै उद्देश्य,
three persons,
तीनवटा व्यक्तित्व,
different functions,
विभिन्न कार्यहरू,
all working together,
सबैजना एकसाथ काम गरिरहनु.
And if you don't understand the great purpose of God,
यदि तपाईँले चाहिँ परमेश्वरको महान योजनालाई बुझ्नुहुन्न भने,
you cannot understand your salvation,
तपाईँले चाहिँ आफ्नो मुक्तिको विषयमा चाहिँ बुझ्नुहुन्न.
So I ask you this question.
म तपाईलाई यो प्रश्न सोध्दछु.
1 Corinthians chapter 15.
पहिलो कोरिन्थीको पुस्तक 15 अध्यायमा.
Let's look at that again.
यसलाई फेरि हामी हेरौं न.
At the final resurrection.
अन्तिम त्यो पुनरुत्थानको विषयमा छ.
At the end of time.
त्यो अन्तको समयमा.
At the beginning of eternity.
त्यो अनन्त अनन्तको सुरुवात सम्ममा.
Chapter 15 verse 24.
पहिलो कोरिन्थी 15 अध्यायको चाहिँ 24 पदमा
Then comes the end.
अनि त्यसपछि चाहिँ अन्त्य आउँछ.
And he Christ will hand over the kingdom to God the Father.
अनि परमेश्वर पिता कहाँको सबै राज्य उहाँले सुम्पि दिनुहुनेछ.
Christ came to this earth.
येशू ख्रीष्ट संसारमा आउनुभयो.
He preached the kingdom of God.
उहाँले चाहिँ परमेश्वरको राज्यको विषयमा प्रचार गर्नुभयो.
He established the kingdom of God.
अनि उहाँले चाहिँ परमेश्वरको राज्यलाई चाहिँ उहाँले चाहिँ स्थापना गर्नुभयो.
And he purchased a people with his own blood.
अनि उहाँले आफ्नै रगतद्वारा मानिसहरूलाई किन्नुभयो.
And that's the people that God gave to him.
अनि जुन परमेश्वरले ती मानिसहरूलाई दिनुभएको थियो.
And he verse 24 will abolish all rule and authority and power.
तब अन्त्यमा आउनेछन् र जब उहाँले हरेक शासन हरेक अख्तियार र शक्ति नष्ट पारे परमेश्वर अर्थात पितालाई राज्य दिनु
He will reign until he has put all enemies under his feet. God the Father has put all things under the feet of the Son.
परमेश्वर पिताले चाहिँ सबै कुराहरू चाहिँ आफ्नो पुत्रको पावदानमा राखिदिनु भयो.
And he's made him Lord of all authority and all power.
अनि चाहिँ उहाँले चाहिँ पुत्रलाई चाहिँ सबै शक्ति अनि सामर्थ्यमा चाहिँ प्रभु बनाउनु भयो.
Verse 26. And the last enemy will be abolished is death.
सबै भन्दा पछि नष्ट पारिने शत्रु मृत्यु हो.
So I ask you this question. Verse 27 and 28. It says, He has put all things in subjection under His feet. God the Father has put all things under the feet of the Son. But he says, there is one exception. Look at verse 27. One thing will not be put under the feet of the Son. And what is that? God the Father. Verse 28. When all things are subject to Christ, then the Son Himself will be subject to the one who subjected all things to Him. The Son will subject Himself to the Father.
पुत्र आफै चाहिँ पिता कहाँ पिताको अधीनमा हुनु भएको छ.
So that what?
अनि त्यसपछि के भनेको छ?
God will be all in all.
अनि यो कुरा हामी थाहा छ, सबै थोक उहाँको अधीनमा हुनुहुन्छ. परमेश्वर नै सबै थोकको सर्वसर्वा हुन्.
This is called the eternal subjection or eternal subordination of the Son to the Father.
अनि यो चाहिँ अनन्तको चाहिँ पुत्रमा अधीनमा ल्याइएको परमेश्वरको योजना हो.
So I ask you this question.
म तपाईँलाई प्रश्न सोध्न चाहन्छु.
Throughout all eternity,
अनन्त अनन्तसम्म
the Son willingly subjects himself to God the Father.
पुत्रले चाहिँ पिता कहाँ चाहिँ आफ्नो अधीनतामा ल्याउने चाहिँ पहिल्यै योजना राख्नु भएको थियो.
Does this mean the Son is not equal to the Father?
यो भन्नुको अर्थ होइन कि पुत्र चाहिँ यस पितासँग चाहिँ बराबर छैन.
What's your answer?
तपाईको उत्तर के हो?
Is the Son equal to the Father?
के चाहिँ पुत्र चाहिँ पितासँग बराबर हुनुहुन्छ?
Then why does he subject himself to the Father?
तर त्यहाँ पुत्रले पितासँग किन आफूलाई चाहिँ अधीनमा ल्यायो त?
Listen carefully. There is a subjection and position.
त्यहाँ चाहिँ अधीनमा भन्ने कुरा हामी पाउँछौ र एउटा तह पोजिसनको बारेमा हामी.
There is not a difference in the persons.
त्यहाँ चाहिँ व्यक्तित्वमा कुनै भिन्नता हामी पाउँदैनौ.
When Christ came to this earth, he willingly submitted to the Father's will.
अनि जब येशू ख्रीष्ट संसारमा आउनुभयो आफ्नो पिताको अधीनमा रहेर पिताको इच्छा पूरा गर्नमा तयार हुनुभयो.
And at the end of time, he will willingly subject himself to God the Father.
अनि अन्तको समयसम्म पनि पितासँग चाहिँ आफ्नो अधीनमा आफूलाई अधीनमा ल्याए अर्थात परमेश्वर पिताको अधीनमा बस्छ.
Not because he's less than the Father's person.
अनि यो हैन कि चाहिँ पिता जस्तो उहाँ हुनुहुन्छ त्यस्तो भन्दा चाहिँ कम हुनुहुन्न उहाँ.
But for all of eternity, he will be the obedient, submissive Son.
तर अनन्त अनन्तदेखि पहिल्यै योजना थियो कि चाहिँ त्यो पुत्रले चाहिँ पिताको सबै आज्ञाहरू पालन गर्नेछ.
So I ask you this question.
म तपाईँलाई प्रश्न सोध्न चाहन्छु.
According to the book of Revelation,
प्रकाशको पुस्तक अनुसार,
will we worship the Father and the Son, or the Father or the Son? Will we worship both together, or will we worship the Father?
के चाहिँ हामीले चाहिँ उहाँ दुवैजनालाई पिता र पुत्रलाई चाहिँ आराधना गर्छौ?
Will we worship both the Father and the Son? Or will we worship the Father only?
के हामीले चाहिँ पितालाई मात्र आराधना गर्छौ या चाहिँ पिता र पुत्रलाई आराधना गर्छौ?
Show me a verse.
तपाईले पद देखाउनुस्।
Show me a verse.
तपाईले देखाउनुस् प्रकाशको पुस्तकबाट मलाई त्यो पद।
When you give an answer, we need a verse.
उत्तर दिनको लागि चाहिँ अरु कुराबाट हैन।
We're talking about the relationship of the Father and the Son.
हामीले चाहिँ पिता र पुत्रको चाहिँ सम्बन्धको विषयमा चाहिँ चर्चा गर्दैछौ।
The same in essence and nature.
उनीहरुको प्रवृत्ति र उसमा चाहिँ उनीहरु एकै हुन्।
Equal in power and glory.
शक्ति अनि चाहिँ महिमामा चाहिँ बराबर हुनुहुन्छ।
When the Son came to the earth, he willingly submitted to the Father's will.
अनि जब येशू ख्रीष्ट यो संसारमा आउनुभयो उहाँ चाहिँ आफ्नो पिताको इच्छा पूरा गर्नुभयो र अधीन बनाउनुभयो।
At the end of time, he will willingly submit to the Father's authority.
अन्त समय नै चाहिँ परमेश्वर पिताको अधिकारमा चाहिँ आफूलाई समर्पण गर्न उहाँ तयार हुनुभयो।
Not because he's less of a person.
यो हैन कि पिता भन्दा उ चाहिँ एकदम अलि कम हो भनेर हैन।
But because he will always take the position of the obedient son.
अनि चाहिँ यो कुरा उहाँले चाहिँ एउटा आज्ञाकारी पुत्र भएकाले चाहिँ सबै कुराहरु चाहिँ उहाँले चाहिँ त्यो कुराहरु ग्रहण गर्नुभयो।
But are both to be worshiped equally.
तर दुवै जना चाहिँ बराबर रूपमा चाहिँ आराधना गरिनुपर्छ। उहाँलाई चाहिँ दुवै जना बराबर हुन्छ नि, दुवै जनालाई चाहिँ हामी आराधना गर्न जरुरी छ।
Says what?
He's quoting from the John.
What does John say?
योनाले के भन्दछ? Me and I and Father are the same.
That's true, but where does the verse prove that in eternity future both the Father and the Son will receive equal worship?
अनि कहाँ त्यस्तो लेखिएको छ पदमा जहाँ चाहिँ अनन्त अनन्त देखिने चाहिँ पिता र पुत्रले चाहिँ बराबर रूपमा चाहिँ त्यो आराधना चाहिँ लिनेछ, महिमा लिनेछ।
What Bible gives us a look into heaven? What book?
कुन पुस्तकले चाहिँ हामीलाई चाहिँ हेर स्वर्गमा हेर भनेर चाहिँ यो कुरा हामीलाई चाहिँ दर्शाइरहेको छ? Revelation 4:11.
Look at Revelation chapter 4.
आउनुस् हामी प्रकाशको पुस्तक 4 अध्याय
and verse 11.
यार पदमा हेरौ।
What person of the Trinity is spoken of here?
यहाँ कुन त्रिएकताको व्यक्ति चाहिँ यहाँ बोलिएको छ त?
The Father, Son or the Spirit?
पिता पुत्र या पवित्र आत्मा?
Chapter 4.
चार अध्याय
verse 8.
आठ पदमा
Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God the Almighty who was, who is and who is to come.
पवित्र 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 परम प्रभु सर्वशक्तिमान परमेश्वर जो हुनुहुन्थ्यो र हुनुहुन्छ र जो आउनुहुनेछ।
Verse 11. Worthy you are Lord and our God.
हाम्रो प्रभु र परमेश्वर।
He speaking of one person.
यहाँ चाहिँ एउटै व्यक्तिको विषयमा चाहिँ कुरा
गर्दै छ। To receive glory, honor and power.
महिमा आदर र शक्ति।
Why?
किन?
Because you created all things.
यो कारण चाहिँ सबै कुराहरुको सृष्टि तपाईले गर्नुभयो।
Because of your will they exist and were created.
किनकि तपाईको इच्छा बहुमुखी ती अस्तित्वमा आएर तिनको सृष्टि भयो।
What's the next chapter?
अब अर्को अध्याय के हो त? अर्को अध्यायमा
5 and verse 13.
13 पदमा प्रकाशको पुस्तक 5 को 13.
Here two people for worship, two persons.
यहाँ चाहिँ दुईवटा व्यक्तिहरु चाहिँ दुईवटा व्यक्तिहरुको आराधना भएको छ।
Verse 13. Every created thing in heaven on earth under the earth and on the sea and all of them I heard saying.
अनि स्वर्ग पृथ्वी पृथ्वी मुनि समुद्र र त्यहाँ भएको हरेक प्राणीले यसो भनिरहेको मैले सुने।
To him who sits on the throne.
सिंहासनमा विराजमान हुनेलाई।
Number 2. And to the Lamb be blessing and honor and glory and dominion forever and ever. Verse 14. And the four living creatures kept saying Amen. And the elders fell down in worship. In chapter 4, God the Father is the object of worship. In chapter 5, the Lamb is worthy of worship. Look at chapter 5. Verse 9. They sing a new song. They sing the song of Moses and of the Lamb. What was the song of Moses? It was a song of redemption from slavery. What is the new song? The song of the Lamb. Verse 9. Where are you to take the book and break its seals? To take the book and to break its seals.
Why?
For you were slain and purchased by your blood, men from every kindred, tribe, nation, and tongue. Verse 11. I look and heard the voice of many angels around the throne. Verse 12. What did they say? Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Receive power, riches, wisdom, might, honor, and glory, and blessing. Now listen carefully. When Paul talks about the Son submitting himself under the Father's authority, he does not mean he is less of a person. He will receive the same worship. Alright, let me give you a little question for a test. Acts chapter 7. When Stephen was being stoned, he looked up into heaven and he saw two things. What did he see? He saw what? What's the first thing he saw? The glory of God. What's the second thing he saw? Jesus at the right hand of the Father. Now let me ask you a question. God the Father does not have a body. What did Stephen see? He saw some visible expression of the glory of the Father. Now, when the Bible speaks about one sitting on a throne, it's using figurative language. That's talking about God's majesty. God's sovereignty. God's power. God's dominion. It is a picture of the glory of God. So when Jesus says this, Matthew 5, blessed are the pure in heart. Why? For they shall see God. Where is the glory of God revealed? Look in 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 3. We're talking about the doctrine of God. We're talking about the Trinity. We're talking about the relationship of Father and Son. We're talking about the revelation of the glory of God. Second Corinthians chapter 3. Paul is comparing the old covenant and the new covenant. He is comparing the ministry of the old covenant with the ministry of the new covenant. And what does he say? The old covenant was written on stone. The new covenant is written on the heart. The old covenant was a ministry of condemnation. The new covenant is a ministry of justification. In the old covenant, its glory was temporary. And the new covenant, its glory is permanent. The old covenant came through Moses. The old covenant came through Moses. The new covenant comes through Christ. In the old covenant, the glory of God was on the face of Moses.
In
the new covenant, where is the glory of God revealed?
Chapter 4.
Verse 3. If our gospel is hidden, it is hidden to those who are perishing. Chapter 4, verse 3. Why? Verse 4. The God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelievers. And who is the God of this world? Who is the God of this world? Satan.
Satan
has limited control. Limited power. Temporary influence. And he has blinded the minds of unbelievers. So they might not see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. Notice verse 6. God said, light shall shine out of darkness. He is the one that is shown in our hearts the light. And what does that light reveal? The knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. The glory of God in the Old Testament was revealed upon the face of Moses.
परमेश्वर को महिमा चाहिँ पुरानो नियममा चाहिँ मोसेको अनुहारमा चाहिँ भएको थियो.
In the New Testament, the glory of God is revealed in the face of the new Moses.
तर त्यो नयाँ करारमा चाहिँ परमेश्वरको महिमा चाहिँ त्यो नयाँ मोसेको अनुहारमा प्रकट गरिएको थियो.
Christ is the new Moses.
येशू ख्रीष्ट नयाँ मोसा हुनुहुन्छ.
He is the Passover lamb.
उहाँ चाहिँ बलिदानको मेम्ना हुनुहुन्छ.
He led us out of slavery.
उहाँले चाहिँ हामीलाई पापदेखि चाहिँ
He led us not to Mount Sinai, no. He led us to Mount Zion, to the true mountain of God. And the glory of God is revealed in the face of Jesus Christ. He is the image of God. And so when we talk about the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we are talking about persons that are equal in nature.
ती तीनै व्यक्तिहरू चाहिँ उनीहरूको व्यक्तित्वमा चाहिँ उनीहरूको उसमा चाहिँ बराबर छन्.
Equal in power.
शक्तिमा नि बराबर छन्.
Equal in glory.
महिमामा नि बराबर छन्.
Receiving worship.
अनि चाहिँ आराधना पनि उनीहरूले प्राप्त गर्छन्.
But different in function.
तर उनीहरूको कार्यमा कार्यभागमा चाहिँ विभिन्न प्रकारले उनीहरूले आफ्नो प्रकारले काम गर्छन्.
And in eternity the Son will submit to the Father.
अनि अनन्त अनन्तदेखि नै चाहिँ पुत्र चाहिँ आफ्नो पितासँग चाहिँ पिताको अधीनमा थियो.
Not because he's less than the father.
यो होइन कि उहाँ चाहिँ पिता भन्दा चाहिँ अलिक कम थियो अथवा थोरै थियो उसको शक्ति.
But because he was sent from the father.
उहाँ चाहिँ पिताबाट पठाइएको हो.
He submitted to the father while he was on earth.
यो संसारमा हुँदा चाहिँ उहाँले पिताको अधीनमा बस्नुभयो.
And when he goes back to the father,
जब चाहिँ उहाँ फेरि पिता कहाँ जानुभयो,
he will forever be the obedient son.
अनि चाहिँ अनन्त अनन्तसम्म नै चाहिँ आज्ञाकारी पुत्र हुनुभएको छ उहाँ.
And when Christ went back to heaven, he took something with him that he never had before.
अनि चाहिँ जब चाहिँ येशू ख्रीष्ट स्वर्गमा जानुभयो, त्यो भन्दा पहिला उसमा के त्यस्तो नभएको कुरा उसले लिएर जानुभयो, उहाँले लिएर जानुभयो.
What did he take?
उहाँले स्वर्ग जानुहुँदा के लिएर जानुभयो?
That he did not have before.
पहिला उहाँमा त्यो कुराहरू थिएन. Glorified body.
A glorified body.
महिमा शरीर लिएर जानुभयो भने.
हाँ? Yes, and right now.
अनि अहिले.
He is in a real place.
उहाँ चाहिँ एउटा त्यो साँचो अनि सत्य ठाउँमा हुनुहुन्छ.
With a glorified physical body.
अनि चाहिँ त्यो शारीरिक शरीर चाहिँ महिमित भएको छ.
And one day you will see him in that glorified body.
एक दिन तपाईहरुले चाहिँ त्यो महिमित शरीरमा तपाईले देख्नुहुनेछ.
Look in the book of Hebrews.
हिब्रूको पुस्तक हेर्नुहोस्.
And chapter 2.
हिब्रूको पुस्तक 2 अध्यायमा
Verse
11.
Both he who sanctifies and those who are sanctified are from one Father.
पवित्र तुल्याउने र पवित्र तुल्याएकाहरू पनि सबै एउटै परिवारका हुन्.
Jesus is the one who sanctifies.
येशु ख्रीष्ट हुनुहुन्छ जसले हामीलाई चाहिँ पवित्र तुल्याउनुहुन्छ.
The church is the one that is being sanctified.
त्यो मण्डली चाहिँ जो येशू ख्रीष्टद्वारा चाहिँ पवित्रीकरण गराइएको छ.
And they're all from one father.
अनि सबै कुरा एउटै पिताबाट हुन्.
Verse 12.
12 पदमा
Christ says this.
येशू ख्रीष्टले यसरी भन्नुभएको छ.
I will proclaim your name to my brethren.
अनि चाहिँ मेरा भाइहरूको अगाडि म घोषणा गर्नेछु.
Verse 13.
13 पदमा
The last phrase.
त्यो अन्तिम खण्डमा
One day Christ will stand before the Father.
अनि एक दिन चाहिँ येशू ख्रीष्ट चाहिँ पिताको अगाडि उभिनु हुनेछ.
And he will present a gift to the Father.
अनि परमेश्वर पिताको अगाडि सम्मुख उहाँले चाहिँ त्यो उपहार प्रस्तुत गर्नुहुनेछ.
Verse 13.
13 पदमा
What is that gift?
त्यो उपहार उहाँले के कस्तो के उपहार लिएर उहाँले जानुहुन्छ दिनुहुन्छ आफ्नो पितालाई. त्यो उपहार के हो त?
Yes, behold, I and the children whom God has given to me.
Malai ani jun Parmeshwar le malai diyeka chhora chori haru ti bishwasi haru hun.
Now listen carefully.
Dhyan purvak sunnuhos.
The Father gave the Son a bride. The Father gave the Son a bride.
Pitale chai putra lai chai tyo dulhai dinubhayo.
The Son gave the Father many children.
Ani chai putra le chai pita lai chai dherai chhora chori haru dinubhayo.
And the Father and the Son gave a Holy Spirit a dwelling place.
Ani pita ra putra ani chai pavitra atma chai tyo chai basobas garne thau bhayeko cha.
And one day,
ek din,
you and I,
tapai ra ma,
will be right here.
Ami tya hune chhau.
And the Father has given us to the Son.
Pitale chai hamilai putra kaha dinu bhayeko cha.
And the Son has given us to the Father.
पुत्रले फेरि हामीलाई पिता कहाँ सुम्पिदिनु भएको छ.
And the Father and Son have given us through to the Holy Spirit.
अनि चाहिँ पिता र पुत्रले चाहिँ फेरि हामीलाई पवित्र आत्मा कहाँ दिनु भएको छ.
The Father loves the Son.
पिताले चाहिँ पुत्रलाई माया गर्नुहुन्छ.
The Son loves the Father.
पुत्रले पितालाई माया गर्नुहुन्छ.
The Father loves the Spirit.
पिताले चाहिँ पवित्र आत्मालाई
माया गर्नुहुन्छ. The Spirit loves the Father.
पवित्र आत्माले चाहिँ पितालाई माया गर्नुहुन्छ.
The Son loves the Spirit.
पुत्रले चाहिँ पवित्र आत्मा माया गर्नुहुन्छ.
And the Spirit loves the Son.
अनि पवित्र आत्माले चाहिँ पुत्रलाई माया गर्नुहुन्छ.
And how will they express their love to one another?
कसरी तिनीहरूले चाहिँ एकअर्कामा चाहिँ आफ्नो माया चाहिँ बाँडचुड गर्दछ त?
Through the church.
मण्डलीबाट. विश्वासीहरूबाट.
And throughout all of eternity.
अनन्त अनन्त देखि बाँड्ने.
You will be right here.
तपाई त्यहाँ हुनेछ.
And a Trinity of love.
अनि त्यो त्रिएकताको प्रेम हामी पाउँछौ.
Now that's the most glorious thought I can ever consider.
मैले कहिले नसोच्ने कुरा चाहिँ मैले जान्दछु कि यो अचम्मको कुरा हो, यो महिमित कुरा.
Right now we are poor.
Pardon me?
Right now we are poor. Poor, no money.
अहिले यो समय चाहिँ हामी चाहिँ गरिब छौ, पैसा छैन.
Right now we are nobodies. No one, nothing.
हामी चाहिँ केही पनि हैन अहिले, हामी केही नै छैन.
Right now the world does not recognize us.
अहिले यो समय चाहिँ संसारका मानिसहरूले यिनी को हुन् भन्ने कुरा केही पनि बुझ्दैनन्.
But you are a gift from the Father to the Son.
तर चाहिँ तपाईहरु चाहिँ परमेश्वर पिताबाट पुत्रमा दिएको उपहार हो.
And one day the Son will present you to the Father.
एक दिन चाहिँ पुत्रले चाहिँ तपाईहरुलाई चाहिँ पिता कहाँ चाहिँ लानुहुनेछ.
And for all of eternity you will share in the love of the Father, Son and Holy Spirit.
अनन्त अनन्त सम्म नै जब त्यहाँ जानुहुनेछ तपाईले चाहिँ पिता पुत्र र पवित्र आत्माको प्रेम चाहिँ प्राप्त गर्नुहुनेछ.
You will behold their glory.
उहाँको त्यो महिमामा तपाईहरू.
And you will share in their love.
अनि उहाँको प्रेमहरू तपाईले बाँडचुड गर्नुहुन्छ.
And the love of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit to one another will go through the church.
अनि चाहिँ परमेश्वर पिता पुत्र र पवित्र आत्माको प्रेम चाहिँ हामी मण्डलीहरूद्वारा चाहिँ यसरी चाहिँ बहेर जान्छ, बगेर जान्छ.
John chapter 17.
योहन्नाको पुस्तक 17 अध्यायमा.
Let's look at this verse and then we'll take a break.
हामी यो पदलाई हेरौँ अनि त्यसपछि बल्ल हामी चाहिँ विश्राम लिनेछौँ.
This is Jesus' prayer.
यो चाहिँ येशु ख्रीष्टको प्रार्थना हो.
Verse 24 and 25.
25 र 26 पद.
This is where we're going.
Sorry, 24 and 25. 24 and 25.
This is our final destination.
यो चाहिँ हाम्रो अन्तिम चाहिँ बिन्दु हो, अन्तिम चाहिँ हाम्रो ठाउँ हो जहाँ हामी पुग्नेछौँ.
This is the prayer of Jesus.
यो चाहिँ येशु ख्रीष्टको प्रार्थना हो यहाँ.
Verse 24.
24 पदमा.
Father, I desire that they whom you have given me be with me where I am.
पिता म इच्छा गर्दछु कि तपाईले मलाई दिनुभएकाहरू म जहाँ छु मसँग रहुन्.
So they can see what? So they can see my glory, which you have given me. For you love me before the foundation of the world. Verse 25. O righteous Father, although the world has not known you, yet I have known you, and these have known that you sent me. Verse 26. And I have made your name known to them, and will make it known. For what purpose? What purpose? Look at the last part of verse
26.
What purpose?
के उद्देश्यको लागि चाहिँ हामीलाई प्रकट गराउनु नै छ त.
What's the purpose? Where is it? Saying, brother.
यहाँको मार्कर छैन?
Here it is. What purpose?
उद्देश्य के को उद्देश्यको लागि प्रकट गर्नु
छ? Look at the last part of verse 26. Six.
Yeah. 26 पद को चाहिँ अन्तिम खण्डलाई हेर्नुस् त.
To see and share the love of the Trinity.
यहाँ चाहिँ त्यो प्रेम देख्न र यसरी बाँडचुट गर्न त्रिएकताको प्रेम देख्न र बाँडचुट गर्नको निम्ति.
One day this is where you will be.
अनि एक दिन तपाईहरु त्यहाँ हुनुहुनेछ.
And the Father will love the Son through you.
परमेश्वर पिताले चाहिँ यसरी मण्डलीबाट तपाईहरुबाट चाहिँ पुत्रलाई माया गर्नुहुनेछ.
Son will love the Father through you.
अनि चाहिँ पुत्रले चाहिँ तपाईहरुबाट चाहिँ यसरी पितालाई प्रेम गर्नुहुनेछ.
And the Father and the Son will love the Spirit through you.
अनि चाहिँ पिता र पुत्रले चाहिँ तपाईहरुद्वारा चाहिँ
You will be in a circle of love.
अनि त्यो चाहिँ प्रेमको चाहिँ सर्कलमा तपाईहरु हुनेछ.
God the Father gave you to the Son.
परमेश्वर पिताले चाहिँ तपाईलाई चाहिँ पुत्र कहाँ दिनु भएको छ?
As a bride.
दुलहीको निम्ति.
The Son will give you to the Father as a family.
अनि चाहिँ यसरी चाहिँ पुत्रले चाहिँ पिता कहाँ चाहिँ हामीलाई परिवारको रूपमा दिनुभएको छ.
And the Father and Son will give a great gift to the Spirit in which he may dwell forever.
अनि चाहिँ पिता र पुत्रले चाहिँ तपाईहरु चाहिँ त्यो उपहार पवित्र आत्माको उपहार दिनुहुन्छ जो पवित्र आत्मा हाम्रो जीवनमा सधैँ बास गर्नुहुन्छ.
And for all eternity.
अनन्त अनन्त सम्म नै हुनेछ यो.
The Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit will love one another through you.
परमेश्वर पिता पुत्र र पवित्र आत्मा तपाईहरुद्वारा एक अर्कालाई प्रेम गर्नुहुनेछ.
You believe that?
Yes.
विश्वास गर्नुहुन्छ?
One day.
एक दिन.
You will behold His glory.
त्यो परमेश्वरको महिमालाई चाहिँ तपाईले ग्रहण गर्नुहुन्छ.
And you will share in His love.
अनि त्यो उहाँको प्रेममा तपाईले एक अर्कामा यसरी बाँडचुट गर्नुहुनेछ.
Well, let's pray.
I'm going to say, prayer.